Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we wrap up this week-long focus on a new walk. And we've been looking all week out of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John about how God would have us to walk, to live our life each day. And today's topic is to walk in truth. John writes, and it says it gave him great joy to have some brothers, some fellow workers come and report that there was a continued walk in faith, continued faithful walk in truth. You see, walking in truth says that I take God at His word and I do what He says. You probably are familiar with the infamous quote from Pilate is asking, "What is truth?" And sometimes we live life like we're not quite sure what truth is. We live in a time where we've kind of, as a culture, made up an idea that truth is relative. That what's true for you may not be true for me. In minor details of the way things operate, there may be some understanding of that, but in the reality of God, Jesus is truth. You see, that was the answer Jesus gives us in Scripture, that He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him. You see, living life that walks in truth looks to avoid not only falling for deception, but being deceptive. And many times we try the one and we're not so sure about the other. We don't want to be deceived. We don't want to be taken advantage of. I don't know of anyone that likes deception when they're the victim of it. But are we as honest with others as we would like them to be with us? Do we walk in truth all of the time? And it's a very uncomfortable walk at times. One of the great things I love about this verse out of 3 John is it talks about the benefit that it is to others to know that we walk in truth. John's writing and he has great joy because his children, and he's talking about those that he taught, those that came to faith by his example and by his sharing the word of God. It brings him great joy because they continue to walk in truth. As a parent, I think that's understandable. If you're a parent, there's things that your children do that bring you great joy, and things that they do that, may bring a bit of sadness, a lack of joy sometimes. Your desire would be that they walk in truth, and as a Christian parent, your desire ought to be at least that they walk in God's truth, rather than the facade that the world passes off as truth. You see, living life in a way that walks in truth says that God's word is final because it's truth. And anything that goes against it, anything that is in opposition to what God says, is not a part of my life. That's what walking in truth looks like on a day-to-day basis. It's walking in God's truth It's not so much demanding that everybody else agree with you, but it's demanding of yourself that you agree with God. Jesus lived in a time where many were in opposition to God. And he continued to walk. He continued to love people. He continued to live in this walk of truth to such an extent that he could say, if you want to know what the Father looks like, look at me. Everything I've done is of his will. And when we choose to walk in truth, we become an example that people can look at, to have a representation of God's love for them. It's this walking in truth that says, I want to know. Paul writes, he says, I want to know Christ, to know the power of his resurrection. And he would write about the struggles that he had in doing the good or not doing the good that he wanted to do, and doing the things he didn't want to do. And he continually sought God. And his desire is that God would help him to walk in truth. I think many times if we never have a struggle like that, if we never struggle about whether we're doing the good we ought to do or doing what we don't want to do, then maybe we need to stop and see if we're walking in God's truth or if we're walking in our own truth. You see, I can create a comfortable scenario for me to live that contains some of God's truth, that contains what I like, but it also gives me a pass on the things that, well, I'm not ready for. But that's not what God calls us to. God calls us to continually purify our thoughts, our motive, so that our actions that are produced would be actions that represent Him. Our actions that are truthful in all circumstances. You see, while we don't like it when we're deceived, we're not so hesitant at times to deceive others. And some, well, it's for their own good. If I told them the truth, they wouldn't like me. They would be angry. They would hate me. And sometimes it's because they're not ready to hear the truth. Sometimes it's because of the way we speak truth. You see, God's calling, and we talked about that yesterday, about walking in love, is that walking in truth is done not independently of love, but arm in arm with love. We walk in truth because we love God. We live in truth because we love one another. It's been said that not everything that we know has to be said. Excuse me. I had a little tickle in my nose there. Not everything we know has to be said. And sometimes we think we have to blurt out things because it's true that may not have any purpose in being repeated. And so there's a warning on this walking in truth. It's not a license to just go around sharing everything that you know in a factual way. There's a difference between deceitfulness and discretion. And God's Spirit gives us the wisdom. It's when we turn around and misrepresent our approach to discretion that we probably cross the line, but sometimes we want people to know that we know something that they don't. And so we're unwilling to say, to simply say, I'm not at liberty to talk about that, or I'm not willing to discuss that. And so we'll give a version that's different from reality, but because, well, we don't really want to tell the truth. Where the best result probably would have come if we'd simply said, that's not something I'm going to talk about. You see, walking in truth isn't about betraying a confidence. It isn't about telling everything we know. It's about being obedient to God's Word. And God's Word calls us to love Him, to love people. And when we choose to walk in truth, our love for God ought to be noticeable by everyone that we love. And our love for people ought to be noticeable by everyone. There was no hidden fine print to love people that look like you or sound like you or act like you or think like you or anything else. It was to love people. Love your neighbor. And Jesus says the one who is doing that is the one that has mercy on whoever they encounter. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to think about your walk in truth. Do you follow God's truth? Is it the ultimate guide to what you allow in your life and what you don't? Or is it just one of many factors in what you believe to be true? You see, God's desire is that we would bring joy to those who taught us. We would even bring joy to Him as we continue to walk in truth. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love for us is so incredible, so great, so deep, that You desire for us to walk with You, a walk that must be done in truth, a truthfulness about ourselves, but a truthfulness also about our need for You. And Father, as we consider the various things that draw us away from You, and sometimes we give in or we're taken by the deceptions that the enemy brings about, Father, may we continue to gaze into Your Word, to spend time meditating upon it, to allow it to soak into our life to such an extent that Your truth is present, that we're able to see through the deceptions of this world, the deceptions of the enemy. And Father, even those hard truths that are difficult to live out, may You help us to embrace them and to live them, to bring joy to You and to others as we walk in truth in a very faithful way. But Father, as we walk in truth, may we be careful to not use that as a license to hurt others, to bring destruction into their life of the reputation or anything else. May our walk in truth be done arm in arm with our walk in love. May we take James's advice of being quick to listen and slow to speak, slow to become angry. And we're tempted to say something that may be truthful but hurtful. May we stop and listen. And look to you for how to live and whether there should be any response at all. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that this walk in truth would be centered on your word. Father, so much teaching in today's world is viewing truth in a very different way. Is allowing us to define truth for ourselves. And we make up lies and we call them true, and we take the truth of your word and we call it a lie. And Father, our children are being inundated with that type of reasoning and rationale and lack of reasoning, really. So help us to be steadfast in our modeling and teaching about a true walk of truth, a walk according to your truth. And may we live in such a way that our walk makes truth desirable. Father, forgive us for those times where we've not walked in truth, where we've been deliberately deceptive, where we've not brought joy to others because we've tricked them into something that they were not prepared for or expecting. Father, may our desire for honesty in our walk come because we desire to walk daily according to your truth. Father, today I want to pray specifically for the Bontrager family as they celebrate Cal's life and look forward to that day that they're reunited with you. But as they pause and remember a life well lived, may you comfort them. May you bring them a peace that only you can give. And Father, today, as we live and we walk in truth, may we be prepared to comfort one another, to encourage one another, and above all else, to lift up Jesus so that he would draw many to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.